911, what are you reporting?
I got a strange going on out here. Something just killed my dog.
Something killed your dog?
My dog went flying through the air over the tree. I don't know how it did it.
Okay.
Damn it, I'm really confused. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence, and he was dead when she hit the ground. I didn't see any cars. All I saw was my dog coming over the fence.
What are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was?
It was. It was standing up. I'm out here looking through the window now and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ, you better...
Sheriff?
Dia!
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
Authorities are searching for suspects who blew up a monument in rural Georgia. The Georgia Guidestones, built in 1980, are a series of granite slabs, also called by some America's Stonehenge. CNN's Nick Valencia is live in Elberton, Georgia. Nick, there's a lot going on here.
There's a lot of mystery surrounding what happened and also who put these guidestones up. These Georgia guidestones, as you mentioned, were first put up in 1980, and they've been a subject not only of tourist attraction, but also intense amount of conspiracy theories. And it was on Tuesday morning that GBI investigators say unknown individuals arrived at this site around 4 in the morning and detonated an explosive device which destroyed one of the monument's four pillars. Now, surveillance video captured not only the blast, but also a gray sedan with a moonroof leaving this site. No one was injured in the blast, and authorities have since demolished the rest of the pillars because of safety concerns here. It's still unknown who was responsible, but this site has drawn criticism from a wide number of individuals and groups throughout the years because of the mystery, not only of who paid for them, but also who might have authored the inscriptions written in 8 different languages on these granite slabs. The inscriptions seem to advocate for population control, harmony with nature, as well as internationalism. They appear to be instruction for conservation of mankind. This morning, GBI is asking for help in trying to figure out who's responsible for the bombing.
Guys, and welcome back to Sasquatch Odyssey. Thank you guys so much for clicking play. It is Thursday. I hope you guys are having a great week. We've got a good show lined up for you, but as always, I want to start this one by inviting you. If you've had an encounter and you'd like to be on the show, shoot me an email. You can give me at brian@paranormalworldproductions.com. You can head over to the website, check out our blog, become a member there, and help support the show. It's a little odd that I drop in on Thursday, but I wanted to address something that's been in the news over the last couple of days, and there have been tons and tons and tons of you have sent me messages about this, and I just wanted to address it because we just did a show on the Georgia Guidestones, and I felt compelled because, as I'm sure many of you know, someone bombed the site and one of the Guidestones was completely destroyed. And obviously, outside of just the initial shock of seeing something like that, my brain immediately went to, God, I hope nobody heard about the Georgia Guidestones on this show and decided to do something crazy because of some conspiracy theory or maybe even something that we put out on the show. And I certainly appreciate every single one of you who've sent messages and saying, hey, you know, you had nothing to do with it, obviously. It was just something that you talked about on the show. And it is a huge, strange coincidence that just a couple of weeks later, somebody sets off a bomb there and destroys part of the monument. So I felt compelled to at least come on and acknowledge it and say I am aware of it, and it's really a tragedy. I am very glad to see that from what I've read in the news, the DA in Elberton County has come out and said that, you know, they're going to prosecute whoever this is to the fullest extent of the law, and whoever it is may face up to 20 years in prison. And I see that the GBI is helping in the investigations. It appears, from what I understand, they've got some leads in the case already, and hopefully they'll get this person or persons apprehended quickly. I am going to post the video of the actual explosion over on our website. So if you want to see that video, head over to ParanormalWorldProductions.com. Check out the Sasquatch Odyssey blog at the top. And you can also check out the blog from a couple of weeks ago that has some actual photos of the monument itself before it was destroyed while it was fully intact. But on a lighter note, I hope you guys check out tomorrow's show. I posted it. It will go live tonight at midnight. It's going to be Lon Strickler, a Fortean researcher, experiencer, and author. It was a really great show. He shares a lot of things. He's had some Bigfoot encounters. He's had some UFO encounters, some abduction situations. And he's a longtime investigator, so he shared some of his most compelling cases involving UFO abductions and winged humanoids that we get into. So I really think you'll enjoy the show. You guys, make sure you check that out. If you want to get the show early, you can head over to Patreon, sign up there, become a crew member. It's already posted over there, ad-free for the patrons. And if you're tired of the ads in the show, make sure if you're on Apple Podcasts, you sign up. It's like $4.99 a month. You get the shows ad-free, or you can do it for like $49.99 for the year. So you basically get like 2 months free, and you get all the shows ad-free. You get some extra early releases, and I'm going to do a few extra shows just for that feed. But enough of that. I'm going to go have some dinner. You guys have a great rest of your Thursday, and I will see you back here for the regular show tomorrow. They say